green tambourine. Watch the general jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you listen. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Oh yeah. Hey, the London Pipers, remember them? The Green Tambourine? I love those songs that Big Ed finds. Reminds me of my youth. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, May the 29th. We hope you had a good Memorial weekend. We are back, and so much to talk about. In a few minutes, Weifeng Zong of the Mercatus Center is going to be with us, and we're going to talk with him about what he calls President Biden's weak Taiwan policy, especially with China's launch of two military drills now surrounding the island nation. So stay tuned for that, just a few minutes. And the Trump hush money trial now going to the jury. Question: will the former president be found guilty by the jury? And if so, how long would it take to get an appeal? Would it be more than a couple of years? Would it be less than a couple of weeks? We're going to talk about all of that and discuss the scenarios. And speaking of Joe Biden, he tries to court black voters with a host of new initiatives. Are they going to work? We're going to look into them and discuss how effective they might be. And in our Ultimate Top 10, we gave you on our last show the most popular male dog names. So today, the top 10 most popular female dog names in 2023. Stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. Freedom Works, sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They have new hours, my friends. They are now open Tuesdays through Friday. Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So they have extended the hour from 5 to 6 p.m., but they have shortened their week. Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. And, of course, it's the best haircut in Tampa Bay. It's in Dunedin in the Overcash Plaza, just north of State Road 580 on Overcash Drive. Call, please, for your appointment for between Tuesday and Friday, 9 to 6, 727-733-3773. And Arbor Life Tree Service. For the best tree service of any kind, do you need new trees? Do you need trees removed? Do you need stump grinding? If it has anything to do with the tree, call Arbor Life. They are Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. All righty then. So I look up at the monitor and I see that the judge in the Trump hush money trial is instructing the jury ahead of the deliberations. You know, if ever there was a judge that put his thumb on the scale, it's this guy, Juan Merchan, who was the judge in the Trump hush money trial. He might as well be on the prosecuting team for some of the things that he has done. Juan Merchan presenting to the jury instructions as they head into deliberations into Donald Trump's New York criminal trial. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in Manhattan, charged Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Trump had pled not guilty and chose not to take the witness stand, believing that he did not need to do so based on the way that events went. Now, the pending verdict, how long do you think the jury is going to be out on this one? That'll be interesting. They were kept for a week after the trial ended. A week. Instead of going right into the the prosecution and the defense summations at the end. The judge decided to send them all home. That was last Tuesday.
Are they sequestered? No.
They were never sequestered.
Wow.
So they go home? Yeah. So, and they come back a week later. I come back a week later for the summation. So in the meantime, I don't know how it's going to work one way or the other, but you know that they, do you think for a week no one's going to talk to them about this trial? Do you think for a week they're not going to see or read or hear something about the trial?
Well, all they had to do is walk out of the trial and bump into Robert De Niro and his BS.
Speaking of Robert De Niro, very good. It's like you're reading my mind, Ed. Robert De Niro. I used to like him as an actor. I don't like him as a politician.
Him and Jane Fonda should shack up.
That's kind of a scary situation now that I think about it. Liberal actor Robert De Niro, who stars in the new ad campaign for Joe Biden, claims that Trump, quote, wants to destroy the city, meaning New York, destroy the nation, and here's De Niro says he could eventually destroy the entire world.
Yes.
Now, I would say that De Niro is probably not exaggerating. Trump, by himself, according to De Niro, has that power. Mm. If anybody has that kind of power, I would be in awe of them. But that's what De Niro said yesterday outside of Manhattan Criminal Court as Trump was inside during the trial. The actor's press conference was disrupted by hecklers, thank God, and the car alarm. I was listening to the car alarm. I thought the car alarm made more sense than De Niro.
Did you happen to see after the cameras stopped rolling what happened? I have that. I will show it to you, but I can't play it. As soon as the cameras went off and De Niro started to turn and step away, somebody yelled out, "You're washed up." He turned around with an F you.
Yeah, that's De Niro.
And he said, "You all are gangsters." Now, he's allowed to come out and protest and speak his mind, but they're not. As he was walking away, of course, he was shouting F-bombs and everything like that. And, you know,
I felt sorry for him. I was looking at him. He looks like a... You know, I remember him in some great movies. And speaking of gangsters,
he
made his money playing gangsters. He became rich playing gangsters.
But you gotta remember, he read a script.
He's the most notorious of... Yes. And he did a good job as a young actor. But I look at him now, and he looks like a grizzled old man that's... get off my lawn kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy... I picture him as the prototype, get off my lawn.
Yeah, I mean, the things that he said were just... totally out of left field.
Of course.
I mean, everything from he's gonna try to rule the world and
Trump is gonna get, if you let Donald Trump come, he's gonna destroy the entire world. He's gonna, the whole freaking city is gonna go down because of him.
What was more degrading for him to hear the people booing at him and whatnot, but in his claim, my city. They were doing the same thing.
There you go. Yeah, his city. GOP strategist Greg Price called De Niro's diatribe absolutely hilarious. He said they decided it would be a great idea, meaning the Biden administration, they decided it would be a great idea to show that Biden is not involved in prosecuting his political opponent by having a press conference outside of the courtroom where they also got the date wrong on their media advisory. They spent the whole thing getting drowned out by Trump supporters yelling, FJB.
Yeah.
And they had to answer questions such as, is Trump a threat to all these wars Biden has gotten us in? So a lot of people didn't take De Niro too seriously.
But when somebody yelled out, you're washed up, it got him.
Oh, yeah.
It got him. I'll have to show you the video.
I believe you.
When we're done.
Yeah. No, I believe you. This guy, you talk about the ultimate guy that has got Trump derangement syndrome.
But how
Robert De Niro.
How hypocritical that he can stand there with microphones and speak his mind, but the people 15 feet away are not allowed to do that.
Of course.
That's exactly what the Democratic Party is. And by the way, breaking news, the Democratic Party, their little convention, will be virtual.
Yes, we got that story later. Yeah, they're scared of having the thing live. That's kind of strange.
Basement Joe.
Hey, we're going to take our break. When we come back, a friend of ours, Weifeng Zong, will join us from the Mercatus Center. We're going to talk to him about what he calls President Biden's weak Taiwan policy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back. It's Wednesday already. Wow. Delighted to have back Weifang Zhang, who is, he wears two hats, actually. He's an affiliated scholar at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, and he is also a senior advisor for the Office for Fiscal and Regulatory Analysis at the America First Policy Institute. Weifang, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Well, thank you for having me back.
Always a pleasure. And we're talking about something that's rather interesting with everything going on, you know, right now around the world and here in the United States with the Trump trial and everything. Are we taking our eye off the ball when it comes to Taiwan and what China is doing? Now, China, as you mentioned, is launching military drills around Taiwan. And the question is, is the Biden administration taking their eye off the ball, their foot off the accelerator when it comes to protecting Taiwan? What are your thoughts on that, Weifang?
I think one simple way to look at it is to look at how the U.S. government spends its money right now. So if you look at President Biden's priorities in spending, a lot is obviously going to government spending domestically. That's what's driving the price level now going higher and higher every day. But if you look at foreign aid, military assistance, for example, to Ukraine, which obviously takes up a big part, another part is Israel. So Taiwan is almost like an afterthought. We shouldn't forget about our ally in Asia Pacific, so let's give them a little bit. So that's pretty much how unimportant Taiwan is in the eye of the current administration. If we the blockade China is doing now around Taiwan, it's because of the inauguration of the new Taiwanese president, who is not really that different from the previous one. But if we look back at to 8 years ago, when the former Taiwanese president was first inaugurated, president-elect Trump at the time even picked up the phone to talk to her, and that showed a lot of strength of the U.S. Foreign policy. Mm-hmm. And so China was not nearly as aggressive as it is this time, because now Beijing sees the opportunity to impose whatever aggressions that they have in mind, and that's the current Biden administration seems to be letting them do it.
Yeah. So, as you said, Taiwan has elected a new president, and all of a sudden, mainland China starts to beat the drums. And if I was sitting on that island with the being encircled by military drills from mainland China, I'd be a little bit worried about that.
We have always tried to kind of speak out of both sides of our mouth here in the United States. We supposedly only recognize one China. But at the same time, we have always kind of winked and said, but we're going to protect Taiwan from being attacked by mainland China or taken over by mainland China. But I'm beginning to wonder, the way Biden seems to just be afraid to do anything. If I was mainland China and I wanted to swallow up Taiwan, I think this is a heck of a good time to do it.
Yeah, if we look back at the past 3 years, President Biden has come out multiple times to say something about Taiwan, and that has created a lot of problems, because so every time the president came out, he would say something to the effect of, you know, Taiwan is already independent, or we will protect Taiwan if we get to that point. But then he would, every single time, he would have his staffer come out to walk that back afterwards. And that actually has created a lot of confusion, right, about who's really the commander-in-chief in this country, like who has the final say about whether we protect or not protect Taiwan. I'm sure Beijing every single time has taken notice of how weak and how back and forth our official announcement is regarding our attitude towards Taiwan.
Yeah,
that has created a lot of problems.
Yeah, take a look at the way we're treating Israel as an example right now. Supposedly, you know, Israel is one of our strongest partners, our strongest partner without question in the Mideast. And how we're treating the Ukraine in certain ways, you know, giving them certain, we're still funding that Ukraine's military, but we're giving them instructions. You can't fire rockets directly into Moscow. You can't do this. You can't do that. We're doing the same with Israel. And then with Taiwan, I don't know what to think. It seems to me that the Biden administration just, let's be honest, they do not want to get involved. They do not want to get involved in a protection of countries we normally would protect, it would seem to me.
Yes, and I think that fundamentally President Biden's current position on Taiwan, I think it's in violation of the long-held U.S. policy towards Taiwan. Paul, you mentioned the One China policy, which practically is the status quo in the U.S. policy towards China and Taiwan, because we recognize officially that there's only one China. But hey, by the way, you know, we recognize that the mainland and the island, Taiwan, have different interpretation about what that one China means. And we are not supporting either side of the claims. And we're just saying that nobody changes the status quo. Right? So, but as China continues to be more aggressive toward Taiwan, if we in the United States do not do anything, we are practically allowing Beijing to unilaterally change the status quo. So if we continue to, you know, wave our hands and not make any concrete actions to support Taiwan, then we are basically in violation of the One China policy.
We're talking with Weifeng Zhang. He knows a great deal about what is going on in the China Sea and the relationship between China, mainland China, and Taiwan. He is an affiliate scholar at the Mercatus Center and a senior advisor for the Office for Fiscal and Regulatory Analysis at the America First Policy Institute. One of the things perhaps we could talk about, Weifeng, is the new president, I hope I pronounced his name, Lai Ching-te. How much different is he than the previous president? Is he as strong in wanting to protect Taiwan from mainland China?
If we look at his past, the new President Lai was the vice president when the former president was the president. So in the last 8 years or so, he had been the vice president of the Taiwanese government. But in terms of the political stance, he sounded a little bit tougher on China than the former Taiwanese president. I think the difference is not that significant, not nearly as significant as the difference in how Beijing is now treating Taiwan now compared to 8 years ago. So I see his administration more or less as a continuation of the last 8 years, although this this new Taiwanese president seemed to be a little weaker on the legislative side because they did not win with a large majority in the legislature, which has led to now some of these protests we are seeing now in the news. It's simply because that they are losing hold of the majority in the Taiwanese version of the Congress. So then that gave the opposition parties more power to making trouble or pushing through the bills that the opposition like more than the incumbent.
Yes. What are the allies of the United States when it comes to the protection of Taiwan? I would guess Japan would be a major country that wants to see Taiwan protected, just based on logistics. Any other countries that the United States could rely on in case there was, God forbid, any kind of military action against Taiwan?
Besides Japan, South Korea obviously has a significant interest, and it just came out on the Wall Street Journal today, a story about U.S. Marines having military drills with the Philippine forces in a few little, very small islands south to Taiwan. So not part of Taiwan, but it's geographically very similar to some of the unfortunate situations that we might get ourselves into. So I have to think that, you know, we also have a lot of allies in, you know, the Philippines and countries in the South China Sea more generally, who are basically the victim of Chinese harassment right now every day. So, but more, I think fundamentally, it really comes down to the United States and NATO. Like, we have the will.
I mean, the truth is, they don't have a lot of military power, these other countries. I don't even know about Japan anymore. Does Japan have any kind of a presence, a military presence to speak of?
I mean, not significant enough to really be meaningful. Japan did say, however, that they would defend Taiwan if China attacks. But that statement, I see it as really just like conditional on, you know, if the U.S., you know,
yes,
if the big brother is getting involved, we'll get him off too. But I think it comes down to whether the U.S. has the resolve, have the willpower to defend one of the most important allies of ours in the Indo-Pacific.
If Donald Trump becomes president again in November, and hopefully there will not be anything that, you know, will have occurred around Taiwan between now and then. But if Donald Trump becomes president, can Taiwan breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief? In other words, would Trump be a little bit more protective of that island nation?
I mean, if the last Trump administration is any indication, I think we saw during that 4 years more deterrence on China than we are seeing now with the Biden White House. Like I said, you know, the Taiwanese president at the time even had a phone call with former President Trump, I mean, President-elect Trump at the time. And that's historic and hadn't happened for decades. I think, and during the Trump administration, we also saw a lot of U.S. lawmakers making trips to Taiwan. U.S. officials in the State Department, for example, making trips to Taiwan. The President Trump actually signed over a significantly more weapon sales to Taiwan compared to the Biden administration. Although the problem is that the production, our domestic production capability, has not really caught on. And so, although we agreed to sell Taiwan stuff, a lot of stuff, like, you know, 4 to 8 years ago, we still haven't delivered. So we still have a lot to catch up on.
I see. Always interesting and informative when we talk with you, Wai Fang. Thank you so very much for coming on. I know we'll be talking with you again down the road on this, and I will look forward to it. Thank you again.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. Wai Fang's on. All right. We are going to take our break. When we come back, Biden, desperate now for votes, trying to court the black vote with a host of new initiatives. We're going to look into them and discuss how effective they could be.
My friend, what do I call you all the time? What can I say? This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back, and I want to update you on Andrew's Master Barbershop, their new hours. They are now open Tuesdays through Fridays, but they've added an hour to their workday from 9 until 6. So again, Andrew's Master Barbershop, their new hours, Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6. So, this is kind of interesting. The Democratic National Committee is preparing to nominate Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as their nominee, as its nominees, in a virtual setting, as opposed to in person at the Chicago convention this August. Now, why are they doing that? Well, one of the reasons is the state of Ohio. Ohio requires that its parties, their Democrat and Republican parties, and other political parties, certify presidential candidates at least 90 days before the election. And if they waited until August, that would be less than 90 days. So therefore, they got to make some sort of announcement ahead of time. So that's one of the reasons. The other is I don't think they want to go to that convention. And
no.
I don't know. I would look forward to having them not have nominated anybody yet. You know, I'd like to see them do it at the convention. I think it would be so much fun to watch.
And it works to their best that they don't have to bring Joe out.
Well, that's it. I'd like to see him come wandering out. So the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, will not certify Biden technically until its convention. But again, that's 75 days before the election. This rare move comes as Ohio Senate lawmakers convene for a special session called by the Republican governor to address Biden's ability to appear on their ballot in Ohio. Now, Republicans hold supermajorities in both the Ohio House and the Senate, and they're opposed to passing a bill that would relax the deadline for the Biden selection. So anyway, that's part of all of this, and we'll see what goes on. Hey, we got both of our Ceresis. The Ceresi brothers are both here, both Angelo, our eye in the northern sky, and Andrew, the master barber down here in Florida. Guys, as we speak, this wonderful judge, Juan Merchan, in the Trump hush money trial, is giving instructions to the jury. And he's, among other things, he says the verdict cannot rest on speculation. I bet those jurors are antsy to get this whole thing over with at this point. I want to get your thoughts on it. Angelo, what do you think about all of this?
Well, I think the guy is as crooked as all hell. The jury, you know, being from New York, Manhattan area there, it's going to, you know, I think they're going to convict them. How many charges? 39 or something
about
like that?
About 34 or something, yeah.
They're going to let something stick. They'll let some of them go, but they want that felony charge against them. Mm-hmm. So this way, Biden, during their debates, everything can say he's a convicted felon. You're a convicted felon. This and that. You did this and that. Nothing to do with what's happening to the country, economy-wise and everything else. And this is what they're looking to get. They're looking to get that felony conviction, and the judge manipulated the whole trial.
Yeah. So Bragg is the district attorney in Manhattan, and he's charged Trump with 34 counts of first-degree falsifying business records. They've never quite verbalized or delineated exactly what records. And the judge has not been very helpful in forcing them to do such. It would seem to me that when all of this is, when the jury is sent into the little room to start deliberating, I'm not sure that they're actually aware of what the underlying crime is. Andrew, what are your thoughts?
Well, Paul, I think he's going to be acquitted because I really don't believe there are that many stupid people in New York. But yesterday, I had to think twice about it when I saw Robert De Niro.
Okay? Oh, my gosh. Yes.
He's lucky I'm not there because I would steal his elevator shoes from him. That's the first thing I would do, to be honest with you. But
and then he would only be 4 foot 10 inches tall.
Listen, I don't think they can convict him, Paul. I don't really, you know, I really don't believe there's that many stupid people.
Mm-hmm. You want to buy?
There's got to be one that's going to say, "Hey, I'll sleep here all night. The guy's not guilty. I'll stay here for a month." I mean, I would do that.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, Angelo and Andrew. I go back and forth on this, and the reason I do, there are two lawyers that are on the jury.
That's right.
Now, if they're lawyers, then one would think that they've got a modicum of intelligence. They, you know, they have to have been smart enough to pass the bar exam. But we know there are a lot of bad lawyers. God knows.
No, I agree with you. Hey,
look at the fixer in Trump's thing, stealing his own money, Trump's money.
Yeah, there you go. What scares me. Go ahead, Andrew.
There is an old saying about lawyers, you know. How come they bury lawyers 20 feet deep instead of 6 feet deep?
How come?
Because deep down, they're okay.
So you guys are split on that one. What about this? Andrew, do you think it would be not a not guilty plea, but what we would call a hung jury, where they cannot agree on it? And go ahead.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen, but, you know, it's going to be one way or the other. It could be no in-between, I don't believe.
Yeah. Here's another one, guys, for you to chew on. Another possibility is what's called a directed verdict. And the defense makes a motion for the judge to dismiss this case. In such a scenario, the judge would have to agree. He'd have to agree that the prosecution did not provide enough evidence for a conviction and that the case lacks the need for a jury decision. Now, a normal, honest judge might go along with that one.
Mm-hmm. Not this crooked one. I mean, this guy has set the trial so that it was fixed. Am I right or wrong? Look at all the things that he did to their trial, not letting certain witnesses appear. He set the tone of their trial, which is crooked.
He did not allow a federal election commissioner to take the stand to talk about the fact that there was no rule broken. There was no rules that were broken as far as federal election laws. And he did not allow that guy to take the stand because he said, if you take the stand, I'm going to limit you on what you're able to say.
Right. And so tell me that isn't fixed.
Right.
By him doing that, that judge should be disbarred and he should be brought up on charges of treason, of ruining justice in this country. What blind justice is supposed to be.
So let's assume, just for the sake of argument, guys, that the jury decides to find Donald Trump guilty. An immediate appeal is launched. Here's my question. How long do you think it would take for the appeal to be considered?
The way our justice system is going in this country right now, it'll take It will take after the election. They want that felony conviction to stick.
Yeah,
you're talking the appeals court in New York State, right?
I mean, look how fast they brought this to justice, but they'll make sure that they drag the appeal
drag
out.
That on.
Yeah.
What do you
think? What do you think about Joe Biden witness tampering yesterday?
Oh yeah, with well, you mean by sending his favorite actor out there, De Niro? Is that what you're talking?
No. He met with his daughter-in-law, the main witness in Hunter's trial for the
okay.
gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
To discuss that. He decided to pay a visit to his daughter-in-law. This was Hunter's wife, not Hunter, Bo Biden's wife. And wasn't it Hunter Biden's girlfriend for a while, or am I wrong?
That's
on that?
Right. Yeah, he was doing his brother's wife. What a guy, huh?
So Joe pays a visit. Go ahead. What's the scenario with the involvement with Trump?
Well, I'm saying she's supposed to be the star witness in the Hunter Biden.
Oh yeah.
Gun trial.
Okay.
What the hell gives him the right to witness tamper?
Okay, so you think that he's going over there to pay more than a social visit?
What do you think he's going
Clinton?
To do?
Yeah.
How about during Hillary Clinton's thing there?
Yeah. Hey, I just want to mention one thing. I want to get back to a moment to the appeal of a guilty verdict in the hush money trial. I actually believe that the appeal would come quickly. I think a decision on the appeal would come quickly. I think an appeals court, realizing that we have an election coming up and the importance of making a decision on this, would fast-track it.
But again, it's New York.
Appeals court judges, they're all appointed by New York. They're all New York governors.
Yeah,
Democrats.
that might be a possibility, too. I'm not sure about that. I guess the process would be that it has to go through a New York appellate court. Is that right?
Probably.
That's right. And they're going to let it drag and drag. What I don't understand, Paul, is why does not the Supreme Court step up and get involved in this?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Congress get involved in this? Well, what are they doing?
Yeah.
What the hell does the Supreme Court do 365 days a year? Nothing.
No, I think, and I'm wondering if they could, if the defense for Trump could appeal and could go around and say, look, let's go right to the top. This is so important that let's go to get a final decision right away. I wonder if the Supreme Court, if they might allow that to occur.
That's what should happen.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court should have gotten involved in this before it even started, Paul. They know what's going on. They're supposed to be the highest court in the land, right?
Yeah.
And they let these sham cases go on? What is the matter with them?
I know. Unfortunately, we do have a process that you got to go first through a certain appellate court before it goes to the Supreme Court. But I do think in this particular case, this is an unprecedented event, and it would involve the election of our next president. That's why I'm holding out hope.
The thing is, Paul, the justice system that we have, the Democrats knew the process that has to be done. They knew everything. This was all planned in advance from day one, from when he became president, and they called him an illegitimate president and everything. In their sick minds, this is what they had planned to do all along. From the time that he was president, when they did the Russian collusion, all this other stuff, this has been their game plan all along.
I've never seen our country deteriorate to this extent that we're involved in something like this.
The Democratic Party should be banned.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Communist Party. It probably is the Communist Party now. Look at what you got. Look at the idiots that vote these people in. And then you talk about America being, you know what's going on. These people have no idea. My brother thinks, oh, there's got to be some smart people. Take a look at the people that are in Congress and in the Senate, and you decide for yourself to see if these people are intelligent enough to put these idiots
I think there's just a lot of crooked people that don't care about this country and care more about themselves and making money off the system. I don't know if they're more dumb than they are crooked. You know what I mean?
That's why I say the term typical government employee. They become government employees because they couldn't do nothing else in their life.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Now you're mocking me.
Well, I'm not saying nothing, Angelo. I'm not saying
no,
a word.
No, no, no. We know that Angelo is, like most employees, he's sincere, he's patriotic, he does a great job. We know
absolutely.
You have.
Absolutely.
No,
right. Well, if he had to work there today, they would have got rid of him.
Yeah.
If he had to work there today, he couldn't work with them. They'd get rid of him.
Oh, me? Yeah, I couldn't work now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I tell you what, guys, it's a scary scenario. Well, I want to emphasize again for those people that frequent the Best Barbershop in Tampa Bay that there are new hours, Andrew. You are now Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6 o'clock. And that will that be just for the summer, or is that going to be permanent?
Paul, you know that's for the summer. Paul, you know why?
Okay.
We live in Florida. People want to be out under boats. They're
yes,
out
they
under
do.
Pools. They're like Ed. They want to be out under scooters.
Yep.
They don't want to come and get a haircut on a Saturday. So we're staying open an hour later to take care of those people.
Okay.
And we're giving the employees another day off because, you know, I worked them so hard they cried they need more time off.
All I know is that I'm going to go over there for a haircut from you after the show, and I'm looking forward to it because you give the best haircuts in Tampa Bay. And again, their new hours are Tuesdays through Fridays for the summer, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Guys, thank you so very much. Let's keep our fingers crossed on this Trump hush money trial.
You got it, Paul. See you in a bit.
All right. Thanks, Angelo. Thanks, boys. Okay. There they go. All right. Let's take our final break. And when we come back, the top 10 most popular female dog names in 2023.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced, ISA-certified, and veteran-owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back to the final segment on a Wednesday of Freedom Works, and we thank you so very much for being with us. We know you got lots to do, so we are particularly grateful that you would spend time with us. By the way, we are on the air Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tan Talk Radio Network. But if you can't listen at those hours, thanks to Big Ed, all you got to do is go to our website and click on the podcast button, and Ed's got all our shows on podcast, and you can select the one you want to listen to and take your time listening to it. Just go to OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. All right. So, oh, by the way, Ed, I got to tell everybody that with everything else going on, the Libertarian Party has announced and selected their presidential nominee. Guy's name is Chase Oliver. He will be the Libertarian Party candidate. You know, Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy Jr. both went to the Libertarian Party convention.
I saw that.
In Washington, D.C., and made a presentation.
Mm.
Yeah. So Oliver won after 7 rounds of voting. And in his victory speech, he said, "I will continue to bring a hopeful and positive message of liberty to both those who consider themselves libertarian and those who don't know they are libertarians yet." He's not a big Trump fan, Ed. Following Trump's speech there, Oliver said this: "I don't like having a war criminal on this stage." So I guess they're not. I guess Trump is not going to consider him for any position in his cabinet. All right. Also, real quick, President Biden launching a new effort to reach black voters, as the polls show that they are shunning him to some extent. The Biden-Harris campaign announced an eight-figure spending blitz today to drive engagement with black student organizations, community groups, and faith centers nationally and in battleground states as the president seeks to rally support for his reelection. Biden and Harris scheduled to speak at a rally in Philadelphia this afternoon for their first official Black Voters for Biden-Harris event. And a New York Times poll of six battleground states found 76% of black voters rate the economy as fair or poor. Fair or poor. While only 22% said it was excellent or good. A recent Fox News poll showed Biden with 72% support among blacks, which is up a little bit from February, but lagging behind what he received, his 79% approval in the 2020 election. So he's been slipping a little bit there. All right, Ed, before we get to our top 10, which I think is a good one, top 10 female dog names last year, is there any news to report when it comes to sports that you'd like to talk about?
Not really. Rays, over the holiday weekend last week, went on a six-game losing streak.
Oh, no.
Oh, then they won one, and then they lost again last night. So now they've lost seven out of their last eight.
That's not good.
The crowds are starting to drop off,
too.
That's
scary. Is there any particular reason? Pitching not good or what?
They just stink.
Well, that sums it up rather.
They stink.
They stink, okay. Also, just real quickly, there are just two games going on in the National Hockey League, the Western and Eastern Conference Finals. Dallas is playing Edmonton in the Western Conference Finals, and the Florida Panthers are playing the New York Rangers in the Eastern Conference.
Bringing that up, the WNBA, that Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah.
Her Iowa team, I forget the name of the team.
Hawkeyes. You're talking about Washington.
No.
I mean Indiana.
Whatever it is.
It's Indiana.
Outdrew the Pacers of the men team.
Yeah.
17,000.
Yeah,
in
the Indiana women's team outdrew the Indiana men's.
And the
professional
wonderful
team.
Woman on The View, I can't remember her name, who always drops a race card, said that this Caitlin woman is stealing from the black players.
What a stupid thing to say. I love Caitlin Clark. I think she seems to be just perfect. I mean, she just seems so nice, and she just wants to play basketball.
Why do they have to put a skin color on it?
No, they don't.
I mean, she's a great player.
She's a terrific player, and she's got a great attitude.
Good Lord.
There you go. All right, Ed. Time for our top 10. As you know, the last time we did our top 10, we gave you the top 10 male dog names in 2023. I bet you don't even remember what number one was.
No.
I wouldn't have either. The number one male dog name was Charlie. Charlie. All right. So here we go. This is from Rover.com. The top 10 female dog names in 2023. Number 10, Bailey. B-A-I-L-E-Y. I thought that was a male
boys,
name.
Yeah.
But it was a female name, Bailey. Number 9, Stella. Stella. Hey, Stella! You remember that? Number 8, Sadie. I kind of like Sadie. Sadie, I've never heard a woman recently named Sadie. There was a Sadie Hawkins dance. That's about the only Sadie woman that I can think of. Number 7. Oh, I once had a girlfriend named this, Zoe.
Zoe?
Yeah, Z-O-E.
Yeah.
It's real short and easy to say. Number 6.
Excuse me.
It's all right. Our station owner will like this one, Ed. Six is Lola.
Really?
Yeah, Lola. Yeah. Number five, staying with elves, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like Lily.
Easy names.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Number four, Lucy. Do you like that?
No, that's not a dog's name.
You don't think so?
That's a woman's name.
It's a woman's name. Yeah. Okay. Well, all of these supposedly are women's names. Yeah. Let's be honest. Number three, Daisy.
Of course, you got to have a Daisy in there.
You remember, what was that comic strip? Blondie?
Yeah.
Their dog's name was Daisy. Yeah. Okay. Number two, this one surprised me a little bit. Bella. B-E-L-L-A.
Yeah.
Do you like that one?
Well, that's a girl's name.
Yeah, it's a girl's name, Bella. Although there was a famous actor with one L, Bella. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Bela Lugosi?
Oh.
He played Frank, he played Dracula. You don't remember that guy? He was from, where was he from? He was from like Hungary or somewhere like that. Anyway, Bella, B-E-L-L-A. All right, Ed. I'm going to give you a hint. It has something to do with the moon.
Something to do with the moon.
Yes.
Oh, no.
We got some time, so you can take it.
Something to do with the
moon. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not Alice Cramden, who was sent to the moon several times.
Crater? I don't know.
What?
Crater.
Crater?
Crater.
You think the crater would be the number one?
I don't know. You know these people.
Okay. It's actually a short name. It starts with an L.
Luna?
Yes. Mm. That's it. Luna. You don't like it?
I like original names.
Which of these names did you like the most? Did you like...
None of them. I mean, because if you yell Lucy in a room, there could be four or five people run up to you.
You liked Lily, I think you said.
I don't know.
No?
It's like Charlie. You know, if you bring your dog to a party and Charlie's running around, you yell, Charlie, stop that. Three or four Charlies turn around and look at you, you know?
Remember I told you that when I was a boy, there was a neighbor that had a dog named Dammit?
Yeah.
And it really was. She would call out when the dog was running around outside, come on in, Dammit.
Huh.
Anyway, that's the way things go, my friends. We'll be back on Friday. In the meantime, be good, be safe, and remember, freedom works.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell those shrimp dead beginning to boil, wasting away.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kay.